Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Claire, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Whoa, 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 hold up. Who is back?
Back again? Right.
Claire is back. Tell your
back
friends.
Back again. Mm-hmm.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Modern RI. And joining me today, that's right, it's Confectionary Claire. She's back for, I don't know, maybe this episode only, maybe more, we'll find out.
Maybe limited in time magic, you never know. Welcome home, friends.
And that means we also have our local historian, River Guide Chris.
Namaste and welcome, everyone.
And of course, you can't leave her out of the podcast, Monorail Molly.
What am I, chopped liver? Lord.
Listen, I got three intros to do now, okay?
Yeah, it's a podcast this time.
This is a record.
You got this one, that one, the other one. We're doing a podcast.
Oh my gosh. I tried to get Merchandise Megan on too, but she was busy, so.
Darn it.
I know.
That really would have been a record.
I know, it would have been. She actually said, I'm dreaming of cornbread and sangria now.
Oh, yes.
So, if that doesn't give you a hint as to what we're talking about today, let's just tell them, everybody. We're talking about the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Yes, we are.
The Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review. Musical review.
Yes, the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review and Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
Woo!
But first,
Disney
our
news.
Lives. No, our lives, oh. Chris.
Sorry, I jumped the gun. I'm excited about all the Disney news.
What's going on in our lives? Anything new? Anything exciting?
Got a sourdough starter.
Ooh,
that
very
is
nice.
Exciting.
I killed it, and then I had to get another one, but we're trying over here.
It's all right. Our gym teacher at our one school is in charge of our gardening club, and he's already started, like, the school garden, and I was like, oh my gosh, we have to go get seeds. So that's what we did today, is we went and got seeds, and we're starting to try and plant our garden. So we'll see.
Fun.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
The left, whatever.
Whatever side that is.
Direction.
That's very
window.
Cool, Ryan. Claire, my sister got into sourdough just before Christmas, which was great because it gave me an idea of what to get her for Christmas.
Ah, excellent. I'm so excited for the sourdough bread I'm going to make when I get them thriving. I've got Jane Doe and Sir Isaac Gluten.
Oh,
nice.
So that's I great. Just recently learned that naming your starter was a thing. So
it was harder than naming my child. Okay. It was a rough time.
That is pretty rough. Okay.
Yep.
Child has to deal with it for their entire lives. Sourdough, who knows?
Hey, my sourdough could be living for like Cooper's grandchildren. Okay.
It could. You're not wrong.
She's not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Multi-generational thing once I can get them going.
Fun Disney historical fact. The Bowden, you know, I'm only 8 hours from San Francisco. You'd think I'd know how to pronounce the most popular sourdough in the area. Anyways, they have a storefront at Disney's California Adventure, and they use starter from the original historical recipe they've been using for over 100 years.
See, that could be my starter. That could be Sir Isaac Gluten, but I can't get him to do anything.
Yeah, as long as you don't kill these ones too, right?
But the other one I got today, I opened it and it smells straight up like wine. And I was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be.
Anything else on anybody else's lives?
So I don't know how much you guys know about the Savannah Bananas, but I got drawn in the lottery.
Oh.
So I'm unfortunately on standby, which still means that there's a real chance I don't get tickets, but this is closer than I've ever gotten, so I'm super excited for that.
I was going to say, that's so funny you mentioned that, because that's actually the hoodie I'm wearing right now.
Yes.
I was just going to bring up your hoodie. But for those of you who do not know what the Savannah Bananas are, Molly, do you want to tell them?
Yes. So they are a baseball team, of course, based in Savannah, Georgia. And they are basically, the easiest way to explain it is the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yep.
My personal favorite. I love Stilts. He's my favorite.
Stilts is great. So they are going to be in Reno. It will actually be so the Savannah Bananas started out as a college ball team and have actually completely dropped college ball and are their own touring funnest game on earth type thing. And so they now have four teams. They're working towards like a 6+ team league in the next couple of years. So it will be the Party Animals, which was the second team to come about, and the newest team, the Texas Tailgaters. I am very excited. Fingers crossed that I can get tickets on Wednesday.
Well, I am crossing my fingers for you. And Chris, you will be our Tinkerbell this episode. We will all believe that you will get these tickets.
I believe.
Much
I'm currently
appreciated.
looking at their schedule, and the closest they're going to be to me is Cincinnati. So I might be driving 3 hours. We'll see.
Listeners
Wait, are they
at
coming to see
home.
me?
Let me check. They are in St. Louis, but they're already sold out. So guess I'm not going to go visit my brother for that one. Let me see.
I mean, if
I
they
did
play
see
in Denver.
Colorado somewhere, but I don't know if it was Denver. Where was that?
Getting tickets is ridiculous for them.
I
So.
didn't realize that. I saw them on TikTok twice. I saw like the making
Oh.
of their most recent TikTok and then the TikTok they made.
Oh,
And I was
nice.
like, this is bougie. Travis has been following them forever.
Denver, August 9th and 10th. Let
Wow.
me send you
Thank
the
you.
link.
I'm sure my husband would love to go see that. He's staring at
The
me as we
link.
speak. This is the man
Hi,
that I
Travis.
asked. Everybody says hi, Travis.
All right, I sent you the schedule.
He says hi.
We heard it. We heard it. All right, now,
Right?
Chris, I think we're ready for some Disney news.
Okay. I don't know. Ryan, did you have anything going on?
I do have some things. One thing
I
that was
meant
announced.
personal.
Oh, I told you about my garden.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if that was the only thing.
Also, we
So.
went to Big Lots today because all the Big Lots are closing within a week. So we were getting
What?
some real
I
good.
didn't
You
catch
guys
that
didn't know
news.
this?
No.
No.
I'm too
Big
focused
Lots has
on
been going out
Joann's
of business
closing.
for like
I
2 months
know,
now.
same.
I
Thanks,
was gonna say, I
Simone.
knew Joann's.
No, Big Lots is done next week.
Oh,
Oh,
wow.
Big
So if you
Lots,
got
Big
Big
Lots.
Lots,
Let's
unfortunately,
talk
I do
about
not.
Joann. Wait,
Joann,
our girl
listen.
worried about
Joann. Listen,
Joann.
my hometown Joann, Claire can vouch, is the best Joann's.
It is the best Joann's of
Is
all
yours on the
time.
cutting block?
And it's
They're
going
all
away.
going away.
No,
They're all going away.
there are a few that are still staying open.
No,
No,
Chris.
Chris.
They're
No?
all
Guns up.
gone.
When did they
The
update
head
that
gone.
one?
The headquarters of Joann's is 10 minutes from where I work. They're all going out.
Okay. Well, the last time I had heard, they were like cutting 3/4 of their stores and keeping a quarter of them.
Nope, they are
So,
cutting all
all
quarters of
of
the
them.
stores.
Can we talk for a moment about like closing sales, like Party City and Joann's and Big Lots? Like, I don't know how Big Lots is, but this 20 to 40% crap, what is that?
Okay,
What are
first of all, you're not closing. I told my mom this because she texted me. She was like, the Joann's near me is selling yarn at 20% off. And I'm like, that's not closing. That's them just having a normal sale. It, like, if you're actually closing and you're not giving me anywhere between 50 to 70% off, get out of my house.
Okay,
Exactly.
so
But did I
here's.
still buy yarn at 20% off?
Oh,
Yes, I did.
absolutely.
Yes, I
So
did.
here's how it works. A liquidation company comes in and they sell everything for the company. That's why it's always those big yellow signs with the black letters, because it's a liquidation company that comes in to sell everything. So when they first do bankruptcy, they start at like 10 to 20%. And as they get closer to the actual closing date of the company, the sales go up. So currently, Big Lots is 60 to 80% off. So Joann's will continue
Dang.
to go up. It's just depending on the inventory that is left.
You best believe when they get to 80% off, I'm buying all the big twist.
So that's your fun fact of the day.
I love this. This is such an informative episode already, and we haven't even gotten to the meat of it.
I know.
Yeah,
We're
we're
not
not
even
even
talking.
talking
We're not
about
even talking
Disney.
Disney.
Oh.
Come to our podcast for everything Disney and also liquidation sales.
And Joann's. We'll
And
be talking
Joann.
about
That's
Joann's until
okay.
they close.
So, oh my gosh.
Big Lots has like those big Pepsi coolers in there. And Justin's like, do you think we can buy one of those? And I'm like, no, that's probably going back to Pepsi. So now we're looking at those on like there's Ohio liquidation auction and like MacBids. We're like trying to find one.
Like the glass door ones?
Yes.
Oh my God, please.
Yeah, we're trying to get one
They
of those
have
for our
wheels
garage.
too. We
Oh,
have
I
one at
know
my
they
work
do.
and they
Yeah.
roll. That's what we use for like conferences and stuff.
Yeah,
They're
so that's
pretty
what we're
great.
looking at right now. All right, so my Disney news, Chris. I'll go with what I have, and then if you have more, just keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we did get a date for when The Mandalorian is coming to Smuggler's Run. It is May, oh gosh, where'd it go? I just had
May
it. It's
22nd.
of 2026.
Yes.
Why
Okay,
is it
thank
not
you.
May 4th?
That's a really good question,
Because,
Claire.
for whatever reason, they're also releasing the Mandalorian movie May 22nd,
Well,
2026.
but why is it
It's
not?
literally,
May 4th.
Unfortunately, I have never worked for a film studio, so unlike Ryan, I don't have that background knowledge
Well, if any
like he did
Mandalorian
with, you know,
producers,
liquidators.
I've never
yes.
worked for a liquidator. What are you talking about?
I just assumed you'd worked enough like retail jobs to know.
No, I've never worked retail a day in my life.
Just cares a lot about the Big Lots sales, okay?
My Big Lots is apparently staying though, because a company did buy Big Lots out, so.
I need somebody to buy Joann's because I cannot go to Michael's for all my yarn needs because
Michaels is
one,
trash.
they just decreased a bunch of their yarn. So there's like none there. And I am very, very specific with my yarn, like Lion Brand's Heartland. That's what I want. And I can't get that at Michael's.
Listen, bring Pat Kattan's back.
A
Okay.
what?
Pat Kattan's? Did you not have a Pat Kattan's in Colorado?
Why? No.
Literally no idea what you're
Joann's
talking
my home
about.
girl.
Okay,
Joann is my
so
girl over here.
Pat Kattan's, again, an Ohio-based company, got bought out by Michaels. Michaels is trash. It's fine. And then Michaels has now been bought out by another company as well. But yeah, if you know what Pat Kattan's is, they were the superior of the crafting stores. And now we just
Interesting.
have Hobby Lobby and
Sorry,
listen.
was that aggressive? I should have done that.
I don't agree with their values at all, but they do have nice things.
No, we don't go to Hobby Lobby for reasons I won't stay on this podcast because this is not the time or the place, but we do not shop at Hobby Lobby.
And Michaels, which is trash. Okay, moving on.
And the only reason I knew that date, Ryan, is because that's my brother's birthday.
Okay, cool.
So,
Moving on, more Disney news because we got off track again about
right.
craft stores.
I could talk about craft stores all day.
They
Molly and I could
have.
just have our own podcast with crafting.
We'll
There you
actually
go.
secede from the podcast.
Yep, join our spinoff. Crafty Blondes.
Crafty Blondes.
I love it.
I'm in.
Okay, they announced, or they didn't announce, they released some different artwork for the Stark Flight Lab and Adventures Campus at Disney California Adventure. They have concept art for the off-road cars ride at Magic Kingdom, which is yet to be renamed, or named, not renamed. It doesn't have one
Yeah,
yet.
it's yet to be named.
As well as some artwork for Monsters, Inc. Land, and there's a little video of what the ride vehicles are supposed to look like.
So cool.
OMG, I think
And
I've watched that like for probably a good 5 minutes, that like 15-second clip. Just study well, studying every different aspect of it.
it's not in color, so it makes it harder to like
Yeah.
process what's happening. And then they are going to have BDX duckling droids joining what is that place? Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge.
I'm in. Those
Walking
guys are
around.
so
They're so
cute.
cute. I feel like it's going to be kind of dangerous though. Like, are they going to be blocked off so people can't trip over them, or are they just going to be free roaming? I'm confused.
My guess is there's gonna be like it's gonna be, my guess is it's gonna be similar to when they did. Sorry, this is just where my brain goes as someone who's went to Disney a lot as a kid. But when they used to have like the roaming trash cans that would go around Tomorrowland, my guess is it's gonna be something similar to that where like they're roaming around, but like there's enough people hiding in the crowd to like secretly direct people.
Got it. Okay. And are they, you gonna be able to build those droids? That's what I really want to know, because they look really
Right.
cool.
I
I
want
would build one
one.
of those.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. And if you are curious to any of this Disney news, it's DisneyTouristBlog.com. Chris, what's the news you have? What?
So
Okay, so
cute. I
let's
just
see.
looked
You
it up.
covered
Yes.
Claire's loving it. You covered Millennium Falcon, and I did drop in that the movie will be coming out that same day. So all of this was announced at South by Southwest, a big conference down in Texas, and Robert Downey Jr. crashed the Avengers Campus update and basically told them like, "Hey, you guys have done a fantastic job. I love being here helping you guys, and you can expect to see more of me." So I'm not sure if he's talking more movies or if he's talking more. He's going to be there with Imagineering helping create more attractions, but either way. That is exciting. All I can say is go look at the Monsters, Inc. vault coaster animation. It is awesome. It lifts you up. Again, this is an animation. The ride has not been done yet, but it's going to lift you up like the doors and then send you into the vault. So the only other thing I had about the off-road vehicles for cars is that they each are going to have their own names and numbers and personalities. I hate to jump the gun here, but I'm really excited with what I'm seeing with what they announced because I feel like we're getting back to true Disney Imagineering and true Disney attractions and not just rethemes and some of the things that I feel like have been happening in the parks recently.
I think it's because they know they need to step up their game.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? Thank you, Epic Universe, for making Disney finally realize, oh, maybe penny pinching isn't the best idea in the world.
Yeah, thanks for
That
lighting the
is
fire.
never the right answer when you're a
Right.
multi-billion dollar company.
Well, that's like, so I was just listening to another Disney podcast, and they said Disney has not won. What just happened? The Oscars, the Grammys, the what just happened?
Oscars.
The Oscars. Disney has not won Best Animated Film in 3 years.
Oof.
So,
I feel like they haven't had any that like slapped. You
I
know?
mean,
Like
right.
they're like good, but they're
Well,
like, eh.
everybody said, well, Inside Out was really good, and it was, but like, it also wasn't that true Disney charm, that Pixar charm that they always have.
Right.
There's one missing component.
Yeah, exactly.
Even with some questionable behavior decisions.
Icon.
Besides that, all of the value resorts at Walt Disney World have gotten a refresh recently. And I'm looking at some really, I mean, more vibrant colors that are popping. And if they haven't gotten a refresh yet, they're in the process of getting a refresh. So some great things coming to Pop Century and the All Stars and Art of Animation. And
Nice.
finally, it appears that there is a new outdoor bar at Raglan Road at Walt Disney World. And they are currently serving a drink called Benny's Brew, a tribute to Benny the Trash Can. I don't know if any of you ever met Benny the Trash Can at Epcot. Technically, his name was Push, but we're gonna go with Benny. Molly's
What a
like, I have.
tribute. What a tribute.
So,
What a guy. Not even the right name, but it's fine.
right. But nonetheless, so that's what I've got for Disney. Oh, and Flower and Garden started this week. I almost forgot.
I thought, Chris, am I crazy? I thought I saw something about a dining thing coming to Pop Century, maybe. Did you see something about that? Or am I crazy? Oh, no. Yes. Okay, here it is.
Find
New
it. Oh.
coffee shop coming to Pop Century
Oh,
during the
perfect.
refurbishment. So they're going to have a coffee shop in there, too.
Nice.
That'll be
So,
fun.
no, they are doing a lot. Like, I keep getting emails. Pop Century will be, you know, under a refurb from this time to this time, or All Star this, or they are putting a lot into the values currently. That's what I've got for Disney News.
Well, how about that cornbread? Let's get into it. Let's talk about
Oof.
that hoopty-doo review.
Yes.
Yeehaw! Chris, I told you you're taking the lead, so you have the
That's
reins.
fine. All right, I have the reins. Pun intended.
Yes, pun intended. Always pun intended.
Ryan's looking at me like, what do you mean?
Like a horse.
I wasn't paying attention to your joke, to be honest. I was
Yeah, we'll
reading
see.
something else on my screen.
Gotcha. Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground and the Hoop-De-Doo Musical Review.
Yay!
I have had the privilege of doing the Hoop-De-Doo twice. Once in 2016 when my family came down to visit me, and once in 2018 when Ryan came down and visited me.
Hello, that's me.
Fort Wilderness is one of my favorite resorts, but I think Claire probably has an even more special place in her heart for it than I do, Claire.
That's true. It's been a while. Been a long while, but I did my front desk management internship at Fort Wilderness, so I was a front desk manager intern there essentially. So Fort Wilderness and Hoop are very close to my heart. I've done Hoop-De-Doo Musical Review numerous times throughout my time at Disney, and I did it for my bachelorette party, and that was super fun because I got to go on
Ooh.
stage. So that was a great time. I've seen some very famous superheroes when I went to Hoop. So it's a great place, and I love it. And Fort is just, I will forever love Fort more than any other property, with the exception of Old Key West. They're kind of tied in my heart, but we love them in different ways.
Totally fair. Molly, what about you? What's your experience with Hoop before we get into what it is and all of that?
Yeah, so it's funny. I have a very, so I've been to Hoop once when I did my VIP Tours internship, and I went with the whole VIP Tours group. It was great. But I also have a very, very special place in my heart for Fort Wilderness specifically, because the cabins were perfect. Because for anyone who doesn't know, I come from a large family of six, and it was the best staycation for us to just rent out a cabin for the weekend. So I've got a lot of fond memories of just running around the campgrounds being menaces with my siblings.
That's
special,
awesome.
special place in my heart.
And Ryan, as I said, I know you've done it once, but what else?
I've done it twice,
Have you
actually.
done it? Well, that's why I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
That's why I was
I
asking.
went with you the one time. And I remember when Chris is like, we're gonna get dinner at the Hooty Doo Doo. And I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. Didn't really know much about it. Like, did a whole college program. This is the one thing I'm gonna tell you I regret about my college program is that I did not go and explore like the dining as much as I should have during our program.
I agree with that.
Right, same.
So Chris gets us, you know, on the main floor. I'm like, oh, this is actually fun. I ended up like loving it. I thought it was hilarious. And then when Justin and I just went on our last trip, I'm like, we're doing the Hoop Doo Doo review. We did
Nice.
get upstairs seating, which I mean, it's kind of cool because you can see everything that's happening, but it's not as interactive, which was kind of upsetting. But it was cool to see everything that's happening at all going on all at once. So my suggestion, always go on the main level. But if you want to see it from a different point of view, or you don't maybe want to get picked on because you're more likely to get picked on that main level, you're going to want to try that second floor. But great times both times, everyone. That cast just does such a great job with that production.
They really do.
Round of applause for
So.
the cast at Hoop. Fun fact also about Hoop, speaking of their cast, the cast members at Hoop, at least when I was there, a majority of them are the original cast members that opened Hoop Dee Doo Musical Review.
Yeah.
So like that's a fun tidbit.
When Chris and I, or not Chris, sorry, when Justin and I went last time, the girl who typically is one of the Arendelle villagers was actually one of the singers in the Hoop Dee Doo review that night.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm
So
sorry,
you might see some crossovers.
just to confirm, I meant the cast members, like the servers and things like that. Obviously not the
Not the performers.
yes, the
Okay.
servers. A majority of the servers are the original cast
I was gonna
from.
say, so, because one of my favorite fun facts and my little bit of history here, the Hoop Dee Doo review. Well, let's start with Fort Wilderness. Fort Wilderness opened in November of 1971. Claire, correct me if I get anything wrong.
I will.
I know you would. Designed to evoke timeless beauty of the American frontier, offering guests a rustic, excuse me, camping experience within the magic of the Walt Disney World property. For Walt, he wanted everybody to have that ability to come to Disney World, whether you were staying at the fabulous and posh contemporary, you know, getting away in that Hawaiian vibes of the Polynesian, or literally roughing it and camping in a sleeping bag at the campgrounds. And it is a massive, do you know how many acres it is, Claire?
A lot.
A lot.
Are you talking about
Fair enough.
I couldn't tell you exactly, but what I do remember is when I worked there, I don't know if they've added on, but there are 365 sites and cabins together.
Okay. And so as it has grown, it has gone from just tent camping to tent and RV to tent and RV and now cabins. And those cabins have since also become, Ryan.
I have your answer. It's 750 acres.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me that the cabins were now DVC,
No, I
they
was
are,
gonna
which
answer
they
your
are too.
question for you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're
He
welcome.
raised his hand and everything. Yes, Claire.
Nope, sorry, I was mimicking Ryan.
Oh, you were just testing? Gotcha. This is why I don't lead these things.
You're doing great.
thank you. So, multiple swimming pools. Claire, describe the hoop for me, or describe the hoop, describe Fort for me, because I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden.
You got it. Fort Wilderness is a magical place. Like Ryan said, we're 700 and something. We, like, I'm still there. They are 700 and something acres. They offer RV camping, tent camping, all the things Chris mentioned. They have a merchandise location. They have boat rides. What else did they do out there? They did all sorts of stuff. Sorry,
Ryan.
Brian.
I pulled up the website.
Oh, look at
So
you.
here, and if I am incorrect, let me know, but this is what the website says. So, fully equipped campsites, four different types where you can have RVs, tents. I believe it's going to be your cabins, and I don't know what the other one is. Claire, any idea? Let's see.
Tents,
Oh,
RVs.
RV. Oh, wait.
So there's like tent camping that doesn't have anything with it, and then there's tent camping like that has like some setup stuff, and then they have the RV camping, and then they have the
Okay. And then
cabins.
there's also RV rental places you can get RVs to rent
Yep.
for it.
Correct. Just before you do that, make sure you do a lot of research on where you're renting it from.
Yep, they have
Just
four on their website that they, I think, prefer.
Yes, just do your research.
Okay. It
AKA,
says
insider advice right there.
there's some that are better than others. There are pools with water slides, at least one says. Golf carts to rent, which let's talk about the golf carts.
Yes.
So I was the golf cart leader during my time there. So I am very adept with the golf carts. One of the really cool things about Fort is the golf carts. They are definitely worth the money. And if you come during like the holidays, so Christmas, Halloween, a lot of the guests that stay at Fort Wilderness during those times do a lot to decorate their cabins, their RVs. They go the extra mile. So
4th of
renting those
July.
4th of July too. Yes. Old Key West also does stuff with golf carts for 4th of July, but it's not guest stuff. But anyway, any Hoosers. Fort Wilderness, you can rent a golf cart and you can go around and like get a hot chocolate and like look at all the lights during Christmas time. So like their golf carts are definitely worth it.
Still on my bucket list.
Yeah, and it's such a big property that it's definitely necessary. But they also have a bus system that goes through the property as well.
And don't they do like a golf cart parade because people decorate the golf carts?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
during specific times of the year, Christmas and I want to say it's Halloween
It's
or
Halloween.
yeah, Christmas and Halloween, I won the golf cart trophy when I was there as the best department. Thank you so much. The second time I lost because we went up against engineering and they made a whole sleigh and I made the front desk and apparently the sleigh was better, which I understand because it was engineering. I'm not bitter about it. But yes, I was a judge for that. It's super fun. They also do, at least when I was there, they did like a puppy parade too. So like they dress up the dogs and like it's a really great time at Fort. Like they do a lot of Fort specific things during certain times of the year.
And Fort, so a couple things. It is a moderate resort. I almost messed that up. It is a moderate resort, which, if you know anything about Walt Disney World moderate resorts, means that it is massive. So, yes, they do have the internal bus system, the golf carts. It's also one of the most dog-friendly resorts at Disney.
All right.
Fun fact there. But so that
Beyond,
is. Oh,
there's
go ahead,
more,
Ryan.
Chris. There's
Yeah,
more.
go
Unique
for it.
recreation, archery, horseback riding, and canoeing are just some of the exciting activities available. Anything you want to add to that, anybody? No? Okay. Then it says pet-friendly policy and decorating your campsite. So we hit it all.
Ooh, but there is two things.
Oh, of course
One
there
thing,
are.
because, and I know you'll love this one. Campfire, bonfire, making s'mores with Chip
S'mores
and
kits.
Dale.
Yep.
Ooh.
S'mores
Yes.
kits. That's a fun time.
And also, Fort Wilderness is home to the Tri-Circle D Ranch, which is the caretaker of all the ponies and horses on property, and Cinderella's carriage.
Yes.
And they do have a giant museum, and you can go to the barn, and it's awesome.
They also bring food trucks in, don't they?
They're more like, at least from my experience, they're ones that we own. They're like pop-ups that we put
Okay.
up every once in a while.
Got it. Okay.
But they're not like outside that come
Got
up.
it. Makes sense.
So, over at Fort, they have multiple different areas. One of those areas is the Pioneer Hall, but Claire, what else is that area called? I feel like there's another name that I'm forgetting.
I want to say Mickey's Retreat, and that is definitely not
This
it.
is definitely not it.
Is Mickey's Retreat still
It's
a thing?
Mickey's something
Don't know. I'm gonna look.
thing, and I don't remember what it is. It's been a
But,
long time.
right.
But yes, there's a specific area over there. I don't know if it's still there, though.
But over in that area, you've got the Pioneer Hall, which includes the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review, which we're about to talk about. It also includes Trails End, which used to be a sit-down and has apparently become a quick service. And Crockett's Tavern, which is probably one of my favorite bars on property. So, the Hoop-Dee-Doo. So, the Fort Wilderness came to existence November of 1971. The Hoop-Dee-Doo came to existence June 30th, 1974, as a summer production starring college interns.
Wow,
Wow.
it could have been us,
It
guys.
could
Could
have
have been
been
us
us
if we were
if only we
older.
had been born 40 years earlier.
Could you imagine? We would never have left. We'd be up there in our walkers right now.
We'd be in our
Ding,
70s. Ew.
No offense to our older viewers. We love you.
Right. So it started as a summer production, including college interns. Its popularity led to it becoming a permanent fixture in September of 74. Obviously, in 2024, it celebrated 50 years. And before it was shut down during COVID, It was one of the longest running dinner shows in America.
It was the longest on Disney property
And the
before it
longest on
ended.
Disney property.
And it's
Now
the
that it's.
only one.
It really is, yeah. Like when you think about it, there really is no other true dinner theater show like that. And for those that, and we're going to get into this, but for those to kind of give you an idea, think of Dolly Stampede or Pirate Adventure or Medieval Times. Those, you go in, you eat, you become part of the show, but there's an entire show musical review going on around you guys. Show experience. Now, this, from this point forward, I've kind of given you the history. It is the, like I said, the longest running show at Walt Disney World. I would say it's probably still the longest running show.
Wait, can we talk about their menu real quick? What's on it?
Oh, absolutely.
So they have fried chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, cornbread, and then they also have strawberry shortcake at the end, which might I tell you, I'm allergic to strawberries, but I will eat that every single time.
You and my mother both.
It's delicious.
Fun fact, there have been very few changes to the show or the menu since Hoop-Dee-Doo began. One of the changes that was made to the menu, I think the only true change that's been made to the menu, was back in 74, it was apple pie, not strawberry shortcake. Which, not gonna lie, I'm an apple pie fan, so.
I could see it. I could see the apple pie being a thing. But
Right?
they do the song with the strawberry shortcake.
They do.
What are they going to sing about apple pie?
I have no idea. I wasn't around in the 70s.
No, me neither.
Molly, anything you want to add in? I mean, you had the VIP tour experience.
So for the record, it was not a VIP tour experience. It was a experience with the VIP tour
Yeah, thank you for, yeah,
That is the
mix
coolest
up of words.
internship, though, I have to say. That is so
Right?
cool.
It is very fun. It very entertaining internship to say the least. But no, I'm also a big apple pie guy, but that shortcake is also delicious. And
It is.
the I also think it's important for our listeners at home who have not gone to the hoop to know that I think, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but I think every single meal has like a corresponding like song associated with it, if I remember correctly. And it's great. It's phenomenal. It really makes you feel like you're part of the show, which is my favorite part of any dinner show.
Absolutely. One of the fun things about the hoop, so it is the Pioneer Players. You go into this old pioneer looking building with like the swinging doors that you would see like in the old West bars and whatnot, the saloon doors. There we go. You go in, you sit down. Number one, all you can eat. Also, all you can drink. So when Megan said she was dreaming of some cornbread and sangria, I don't blame her because
You'd be
now so am I.
swimming in it.
You
Swimming
are,
in it.
yes. So all you can eat, all you can drink. They do have so it used to be like a secret menu mac and cheese that they've now since COVID have like brought back to the full menu. I of course have not been back to the hoop since 2018. It is on my list of things I need to do in the next few years.
Me too. Let's go
So,
together.
right? We should, all four of us.
Yeah, maybe we'll podcast live from
I was gonna say we need a
the
podcast trip.
Let's do it.
But as Ryan explained, when you come in, you have two, well, you have three different levels of seating, price tier levels, that is. You have the most expensive, which I think is about $80 now. And that gets you right up front and center, right there, where you are definitely going to get a lot of interaction from the cast. Now, they come in, they have their own little show they perform, but they are constantly pulling in guests and whatnot to come and interact and get on stage with them. And
It's just a great time, guys.
thank you.
You
I'm like,
should
this
go.
is why I don't host.
Chris, did you mention the times that it goes off? Like
I
what
have
times they
not
are?
mentioned the times yet.
Okay, so 4 o'clock and 8:30 are the two show times. They do not do shows on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, it's updated.
So if you wanted to go
So,
tomorrow, I'm so sorry.
right.
Well, this comes out on Wednesday,
Oh, that's true. So
so you
you can
can
go
go.
now. You're welcome.
But you probably want to make sure you have advanced reservations. You won't be able to get them
Absolutely.
day of, maybe even the week of. And
It's
then,
very difficult.
yes, cost-wise, oh wait, let me look at this. It might be only one show on certain days.
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay, I was gonna say I clicked on a Wednesday and it's only the 8:30 show.
So it is seven for category one, which is the main floor, is going to cost $78 for ages 10 and over, 45 for ages 3 to 9. Obviously, if your child is under three, they get in free. Category two, which is basically like the perimeter of the first floor, is going to be $74 for an adult, so only $4 cheaper, and $41 for ages 3 to 9. Category three is our balcony. That is $70 and $40. So it's, I feel like when Justin and I went, it was a bit different. Like it was more of a difference than that. It's only $8 difference for the balcony and the main floor now. And I feel like it used to be like much more than that. So
No, I agree. I feel like it was.
that's just, yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Get ready to clap, move your feet, sing along, or just have a good time at the rustic Pioneer Hall in Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. In between the skits and the songs, they do bring out the different courses of your dinner. And the cast that are the wait staff, the servers, get into the show just as much as the cast that's there actually performing does. They're dancing, they're singing, they're slamming metal pails of fried chicken down on your tables and making noise. And it's like I said, it is a whole thing. At the very end, they bring out the washboards and they have you guys give you spoons and you play the washboard. I was showing the cast before we started today a picture of my little brother and I from my first visit playing the washboard. So, like I said, unlimited draft beer, wine, and sangria are available for those guests 21 years of age or older. Soft drinks are also included. So you are paying. I mean, it is a little bit pricey, but honestly, when you think about it, it's really not that much more expensive nowadays than a lot of your character dinings.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I feel like it used to be more, and nowadays, not so much. I asked my parents what their thoughts were from Fort Wilderness and the hoop-de-doo. My dad is not a musical review kind of person, but
Boo.
he is an Old West kind of guy, and he really enjoyed it. He got into it. He had fun with it. I remember seeing him smiling and kind of tapping his foot along with everything. My mom, of course, absolutely loved the show. She says the show was awesome. It was so much fun. Like I said, she's got lots of pictures of my brother and I and whatnot. And as for Fort, we stayed in the cabins. They have since been replaced with the new DVC cabins. The old cabins were wonderful. I know that Molly said she's got plenty of memories of running around causing chaos at the fort.
I was the one monitoring that chaos at the fort. Never stayed there. Never was there until I went there. But yeah.
One of my favorite experiences, we were at the Fort Wilderness, and you kind of got your own little yard and whatever with your cabins, and it's, we're a family that we like to go camping and whatnot, so it was a great stay for us. But one of the things we got to do is, unfortunately, Ryan and Claire had already gone back home after, their programs had ended. I had extended mine, partially so my family could come visit me in Florida, and so we actually hosted a barbecue, and we invited Ben and Megan C, the Megan that has not been on the show yet, no matter how hard I keep trying, and Polly, who was one of the bus drivers,
Holly.
who we're gonna have to get him on here soon. He is just fabulous. I was talking to him the other day, in fact,
Were you?
but I was. He's become like a cruise expert now. Like he's doing so many
That's
cruises and whatnot. So we started talking cruising,
the
but
life.
I know, right? But so I invited the three of them over. When Ryan and Claire left, I ended up moving into Ben's apartment at Patterson Court, and he was my roommate. Him and Megan were two of my closest work friends, and so I invited them all over. I invited Polly over. We did this massive barbecue. My family had brought Basque chorizo from Nevada all the way to Florida just so we could cook it up for those who had never had it before, and it was fun to just kind of have that area to sit and hang out. And my family got to meet some of my friends and the people I've been talking about for 6 plus months. My friends got to meet my family. We got to just chill. My brother's favorite part of the fort was the swimming pool because that's his favorite part about every vacation. So,
Fair.
I absolutely love the hoop-de-doo. It is an amazing show. My brother had a fantastic time. Like I said, even for my dad who doesn't do musical review type stuff. He was getting into it. The cast comes off the stage, and some of them are taking their feather boas and wrapping them around the people and trying to get them to hoot and holler and taking people up. Claire, were you the can-can girl? I have to ask.
At my bachelorette party, yes, I was the can-can girl.
I had a feeling. That's awesome. So yes, they'll choose random female from the audience to come up and do the can-can. Anybody else? Anything else?
I think one of the best parts about Hoop that, especially when I did VIP tours, this is a question I got asked a lot, was like, I want to do something with my family, but so and so, uncle, dad, whoever is not into Disney. Like, we need an afternoon, evening activity that is palatable for someone who's like not a big Disney person. And the Hoop is perfect for that because it's not. I think it's pretty similar to Avatar in the way of like, if you didn't know you were on Disney property, you wouldn't realize it was a Disney entity. So I think that's one thing that's really important to call out, where like, if you are going on vacation with a bit of a curmudgeon or someone who's just not into it, at the very least, you do have an option where you know, like, hey, at the very least, Thursday night, you're gonna have a great time. We're going to the Hoop, baby.
No, I agree, absolutely. 'Cause it isn't. It's not like Molly said, if you didn't know you were at Disney, you wouldn't like it wouldn't click that this was Disney. Tips and tricks from anybody.
I would say getting there, Chris. We need to figure out how to
Yep.
get there, bud.
I have a big recommendation, but Ryan, do you know what I'm thinking?
Well, it depends on where you're at on property.
It does depend on where you're at, but I would almost always recommend get yourself to Magic or Contemporary and go from there.
Boats,
So,
boats, boats.
Boats, 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 boats,
Boats,
boats,
boats,
boats,
boats.
boats, boats, boats.
Boats do
Blondes for
not take the
boats.
bus.
So, with it being 750 acres, you basically have to take a bus to get to a bus within the property, correct?
Correct.
So,
Now, here's the thing. If you drive or you take an Uber or you take a bus, they're going to drop you off near the front desk. Okay. Now, to get to Pioneer Hall, you have to go to the complete other side of Fort Wilderness.
Whereas if you take the boat, it drops you off basically at Pioneer Hall.
Yes, it
Boats, boats,
does.
boats, 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 boats,
Like,
boats, boats, boats.
boats, boats, boats.
Molly and I are gonna have a spin-off, okay?
It's we're gonna have two spins off. Crafty Blondes and Blondes for Boats.
Just love having both
Blondie
of you on here. It's
Blondie Boats
great.
and Crafts. That's your
Blondie
new
Boats and
spin-off.
Crafts. Boots and Crafts.
Okay,
Crafty
wow,
Boats.
so I, well, Chris, you were talking. I pulled up the Fort Wilderness map. I did not
Yes.
realize how ginormous that place is. Like, it is huge.
Yep.
That's why
Yeah.
there's golf carts. So, yes, take the boat. It's figuring out how to get to Magic Kingdom. So, if you're already at a park, park to park, boat it, not boat it, sorry. Park to park, bus it, right? Because that's a thing.
Yep.
Okay. Or if you're at your resort, take the bus into the Magic Kingdom, hop on the boat. If you are at, I don't know, where else could you be? If you're already at Magic Kingdom, you're taking the boat.
Yep. If you're at a monorail resort, it's super easy. I believe, at least it used to be, you'd be able to take the monorail over to Contemporary and then a boat from Contemporary
Yes.
or from Magic Kingdom. Both work, obviously.
Yes. If you're at Springs, again, bus to the Magic Kingdom or to Contemporary. If
Bus to
you're,
Contemporary. Yep.
yeah, like,
while we're talking about transport,
Yes.
when you're planning on going to Fort or the Hoop, I highly recommend reserving your golf cart in advance because the odds of them having one available. So even if like you take all the boats or the buses to get to Fort Wilderness, I would recommend either like if you want to spend like a few hours there because you can, because Fort's massive and there's tons of things to do, renting a golf cart when you go so that you can just drive up there and drive back. I believe they have like half day rentals, but I don't remember exactly, but I feel like that might be a thing. But I would definitely call and reserve those early.
Good
Good
advice.
advice. Good advice.
So yes, getting to Hoop, the best way to do it, either take the minivan because it'll drive you right up to where you need to be.
Yes, it will.
Uber and everybody else cannot. Minivans can. But as we discussed last week on the episode, the price of a minivan is ridiculous.
So So ridiculously expensive. Yes.
Yes. So take the boat. Get yourself to Magic, get yourself to Contemporary, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, whatever, and take the boat.
Boats, boats, boats.
Boats, 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 boats.
Definitely
All the
boats.
boats.
So that is getting there,
That's the
Ryan.
only time Molly and I will ever tell you boats.
Boats.
Right. And it's one of the rare
Otherwise,
times where you
it's
will hear me
rails,
diss the
rails,
buses.
rails. Rails, 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 rails.
Rails,
If
rails,
not
rails.
rails, then boats. If there was a monorail stop at Fort Wilderness, rails, rails, rails. If there was a Skyliner, Skyliner,
Right, exactly. So
Liner,
we've
liner.
gotten there. Ryan's already said it. Get your reserve, and Claire said it for something else, but it goes for the hoop as well. Get your reservations early. You absolutely need to have those reservations, and it is a very popular show, even with two or three show times per, on the busier days. You still want to make sure you're getting reservations. Especially at Christmas time, they do change the show up just a little bit, get in the holiday spirit. And just like everything else at Disney, when you add the holidays in, it becomes that much more difficult to add, to get tickets to. Who should visit, Molly?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone with a pulse or without a pulse.
With a pulse.
I'm more concerned about the without a pulse.
I mean,
hey, ghost
Bring your
hosts can
stuffed
go too.
animals. Bring your
Yeah,
Mickey Mouse
exactly.
plushie. It's fine.
There you go. But yes, ideal for families, large groups, anyone seeking that unique Disney experience that doesn't scream Disney. Best seating, I think we've already covered that one as well.
Floor seating.
Floor seating. Section one or section two. And right now, I would quite honestly say, with the price, section one.
Now,
I would too.
what I will
Now, that's
say.
going to, I mean, depending on how many people you have, too. Like,
Fair. Molly?
True. All I was going to say is, as someone who's only ever had the balcony experience, if anyone wanted to gift the DCP Anonymous Squad front row tickets to Hoop, that would be really cool.
We'll add our Venmos to this to the show
Please see my
notes.
Venmo in the description box
Better
below.
yet,
You will get a live review.
if you'll just pay for our flights, we'll pay for the show.
One all expense paid trip to see the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, please. Thank you.
I will send whoever does that for us some shortcake from the show.
There you
Yeah,
go.
we will send you, we will box up some shortcake and send it your way. And a fork. I'll include a fork.
Oh, nice. And I will make you the title sponsor of our episode.
I will try and sneak you a washboard
And a spoon.
and a
And a
bucket.
spoon.
Wait, can't you buy the washboards? Am I crazy for thinking that?
It's all about the art of the game.
You got that 5-finger discount, free 99.
Oh, gosh.
For the record, we do not condone committing crimes or petty theft on Disney property.
You will be banned.
For
Leave
life
your
from
washboard
all.
there.
Please remember the utensils are not souvenirs to take home. You did not hear that from your favorite
You are
podcasters.
not at Olive Garden.
When you are here, you are
What?
not family.
What's happening?
I told you that when we had an episode with these two on together, it was going to be
We
chaos.
have lost all control.
And it's not even a Monday.
No, it's normal recording time.
This is the
You know what?
DCP Anana Blondes podcast.
Anonoblogs.
It's a hostile takeover.
You know what it is?
Surprise!
That time change.
Right.
Making us all loopy.
Oh my gosh.
All right, I can't think of anything else.
I don't know if I want to think of anything else.
That's fair. If you're going to Disney, go do the hoop, Claire.
I tell my story?
Oh yeah, go
Oh,
ahead. I forgot you had a story.
I have a story about Hoop-Dee-Doo, my friends, and it's a
And
glorious
superheroes.
one. Yes, and superheroes. So one night, Hoop-Dee-Doo, the way that they used to do the reservation system was that they didn't handle the reservations, the front desk did. Like it went all through Hoop, but like the back end of it, front desk would do. So one night at 9 o'clock at night, I'm sitting there, maybe earlier, might have been earlier, a long time ago. Anyway, the manager from Hoop-Dee-Doo calls me and she's like, Claire, you gotta update this reservation for me. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I was like, first name. And she's like, Chris. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, last name. And she gave me his last name. And I was like, okay, they're all set. And she's like, Claire. And I was like, yes. She said, Captain America is in Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review right now. And I was like, do you have a front desk emergency that you need assistance with right now? And she said, why, yes, I do. So we had a little car that we drive from the front desk to get around property. So I grabbed a cast member because, you got to pay it forward in these moments. And she's a big, big fan. But also remember that you're not allowed to make any contact of any sort with these people. But we got in the car. We drove up there. We're in the back. I see him. He's very like, I don't want to see anybody, but his brother is like, woo, like all out there, out and about. Okay. He is very wants to be seen. And he like Chris is in like a little ball cap. You can't really see him. But I was like, there he is. And I stood in the back. People are starting to notice him, which means that the cast members kind of have to mediate that, because they also don't want them to be blasted on TV or blasted on social media or something for being on a family trip. So we watch him for a while, like a creep. I'm standing in the back where he can't notice me.
The
And then
creep.
so I was like, okay, we gotta leave. So then we go over the side and I look over and he looks up right at that moment and we have eye contact. And when I tell you I thought I was gonna get fired for 2 weeks, I meant it. I was like, oh my God, Chris Evans, he saw me. He knows I exist. You know when you see somebody's face and then you can dream about them for the rest of your life? That's what I'm hoping happened. That I was like a side plot line in one of his dreams. But yes, that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me at Fort Wilderness was I walked by and I saw Chris Evans.
That
Amazing.
is awesome.
Thank
I
you.
love that. That's
Thank you.
also such like it from my perspective with my last job being VIP tours, it's such a funny like perspective shift where you'd be like, I made eye contact with a famous person, I'm gonna lose my job. And meanwhile, I'm like, dude, Lupita like stole a Gatorade bottle I wasn't even ready to give out.
And see, like now my job, like we just had a celebrity at my work, and like I wanted to see them because they were doing like an alcohol tasting for my work, and we were there, and like I kept wanting to, like I saw him, and I was fine, like standing back, but all these people like flocked to him and were taking pictures, and I was like, this is the most un-Disney thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, you cannot take pictures of these people. You have to leave them alone. And then they posted pictures of themselves online with them, and then they that nothing happened, and I was like, well, I would have gotten termed for looking somebody in the eyeballs. They're over there taking pictures. So I was like, okay, that's very Disney of me because I mentioned it to somebody. I was like, we should really go over that because we have a lot of like famous people that come through here and they're like, why? And I was like, are you kidding? Disney, I would be banned, termed.
Right.
I take that very
That's funny.
seriously. But yeah, there was my
Yeah.
story about Captain America.
That's awesome. I
Yes,
love
thank you.
that.
Thank you.
And remember, boats, boats, boats.
Boats,
Boats, boats,
boats, boats,
boats. And you can
boats.
catch Molly and I on the Crafty Blondes podcast after this.
And then following that, the Boats and Blondes podcast.
Guys, we don't have the budget for two more podcasts.
The
We have a budget?
budget for this
Send your contract, Molly.
Oh,
You mean
what
the
does
one
that
that
even
says I work for Peanuts?
yeah, the contract that says I get on the
This is not the Charlie
podcast.
Brown podcast, Chris. It's not Peanuts.
Ba-dum-bum.
He has no response.
I
Cashews?
don't. Cashews.
Disney dollars, guys. That's what
Hey,
we pay for. Disney
that's what we got
dollars.
paid in when we worked there.
All right.
Literally. Can we just talk about for like a brief second how like we made like $9 an hour and people are making like a bazillion dollars now?
Let's talk about how I was actually okay. So I was working yesterday and I had a patient who I would have never expected to be a Disney fan at all. Like he was just like one of those biker kind of guys and he's like, "Aren't you the Disney guy?" And I'm like, "How did you know? Like this is my PRN gig, like the job where I work one weekend a month." And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right, let's talk about some things." And I'm like, "Okay." We get talking and I was like, "Oh yeah, we were making like 9.50 an hour." And I'm like, "A third of that went to rent
Right.
because how stupid." And
And
then
not room and board, just room.
and then the other two thirds of our paycheck went right back into the parks. Like we made no money. Like they literally just profited 100% off of us the entire time we were there. Like
Hey, we were paid in pixie dust and friendships. Okay, look at this friendship right here. All
That's
right,
true.
that
We
is
are
worth
still.
more than 9:30 an hour. I'm just saying.
It is. You're right.
I'm just
Very
saying.
true.
You both of you were in my wedding. Okay, that
We
wouldn't have
were.
happened if we weren't
It
making
was. We were.
nothing.
And the other three of us were on a cruise right before your wedding.
This
Yeah.
is true. Very
This is
true.
all
So
facts.
yeah.
Yep. All right. Are we all done?
I think
I
so.
think so.
All right. Well, this has been a fun episode. Let
So
us
fun.
know your thoughts about the Hoopty review. You can DM us on DCP Anonymous Pod on Instagram, or you can just give us that email at DCP Anonymous Pod at G or, nope, that's wrong. DCP Anonymous at gmail.com. That's what it is. And until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Claire. And you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. Bye!
It's been a long time since she's done it. Okay, guys, give her a break.
I panicked, guys. Okay, it was the last one and I didn't know what to do, but I hope you have a great day.